Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions Training Call. This morning is Monday, August 5th, 2019. We have got a phenomenal call lined up. I know we've got folks joining us now, and we are having a bunch join us here every second. We got more people coming on, and we appreciate that. From coast to coast this morning, and certainly we're excited to share some incredible content with you. We have standing by from the Parker Stanbury Law Firm in California, Mr. David Cowan. We can't wait to hear from him. He's one of the partners there at the law firm. He's going to talk about that law firm's 25 years now with Legal Shield. We'll hear from him in just a second. We also have Mr. Adam Thompson standing by to do our keynote training this morning. We've got Mr. Mark Riches to talk about our top producers in the month of July, and Mr. Chris Evans to give you some info on this recent data breach situation and how you and I can go out and help more people protect themselves in the wake of all these data breaches that have been taking place. And I'm excited to hear from Mr. Chris Evans on that. We certainly want to start the call this morning in a solemn way, and that is in expressing our sympathies and our thoughts and our prayers are certainly with those who have experienced tragedy over the weekend in El Paso and Dayton. And I just want to say that I think, obviously, details from these events are still coming in, and they will continue to come in. It seems fairly clear that from the details that we've seen so far, that this is another example of the truth that we are seeing far too often, the truth that hate is very real in our world, and anger and division are very real things. And from a leadership standpoint this morning, I certainly, again, want to express our deepest sympathies and condolences to all those who are affected by this type of violence. I also want to recognize and even celebrate a company like Legal Shield, and I do this in a as solemn of a way as I possibly can, where we see things like love and diversity, and we see things that are positive in the world and making differences. And you know, certainly we are involved in a crusade to bring justice to people. We're involved in a crusade to protect families and individuals across North America. But one of the crusades that does not get a lot of, we just don't talk about it as much, but yet it's a very real thing, is the spreading of positivity and personal development and becoming better people and embracing others. As I watched some of these horrific things this past weekend, my mind went to the positive difference that we can make in our small part of the world. And we recognize that one or two or three or four or even a few hundred people are probably not going to change the entire world, but we can change our world. And it's something that we're passionate about doing every day. And so, again, our hearts and prayers and thoughts are with all of those who are affected, and they really are. And I want you to know that as a company, that we take these types of things, they're hard and they're difficult. But we also look forward to the future, and we look at the difference that we can make in our surroundings and in our world, and are grateful for that difference. There's no easy transition from something as terrible as what we've seen, and again, as solemn as that, to the rest of the call, but we're going to make that transition anyway. And again, we've got a powerful call lined up. We do have some announcements that we want to share with you this morning, and some events that are coming up, some webinar trainings that are coming up that we talked about on our roundtable call on Friday. We'll talk about the playback of that roundtable call again. We've got a lot of exciting things to share, a very packed call this morning, and so I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're listening in, and again, buckle up because it's going to be a fun ride this morning. We're going to start the call by going out to the state of California, where, again, we are joined by Mr. David Cowan. He is a partner with the Parker Stanbury Law Firm. That's the law firm for the state of California and one of our largest and most decorated law firms that Legal Shield has, just period. I mean, they do a fantastic job for our members year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day. They really do an outstanding job and have set the bar rather high for other law firms. And that leadership and example is certainly something that we're very grateful for. Mr. Cowan has been with the law firm since 2001, and so he's 18 years in with this law firm. He mentioned to me the other day that he's had about every lawyer job that this firm has. He's had it, and again, currently a partner with the firm. Certainly someone that has been instrumental in leading the charge to protect Legal Shield members and assist Legal Shield members there in the state of California. We are grateful for his leadership, and again, very grateful that he's taking time early on a Monday morning to join our call and to share with you. So, Mr. David Cowan, thank you again for being here. We're looking forward to hearing from you, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Well, great. Well, thank you all for letting me jump in this morning. I know everyone thinks this is really early. It's not that early for me. I've been up since about 4 o'clock our time, which is when I get up every day. I love my job. I like to start every speech by reminding myself and everyone in the room of that, because I think it's really important to understand that a lawyer can actually love what they do. And the main reason I love what I do is because I don't have to do the stuff that I hated about being a lawyer, which was the business of the practice of law. I'm not a great salesman. I may like to speak in front of rooms. I may like to talk about what I do, but I really hate to sell. And even worse than selling, I hate to collect. I hated having to turn the contract around, force them to sign on it, get the check before I started doing anything. And because of Legal Shield and because of the hard work that all of you do, that part of my life is eliminated, and I just get to be, if it's not really an oxymoron, a happy lawyer. Again, the firm itself, Parker Stanbury, we are celebrating our 25th anniversary with Legal Shield. That means that we have been doing this for 25 years. And I am still young enough that I can remember my 25th birthday. This is better. One thing about our firm that I really liked over the past 25 years for the firm, 18 for me, is the number of people that we're able to touch. One of the big themes that Legal Shield has, and anytime you hear Jeff Bell talk, he'll tell you, it's about equal access to justice. It's getting people the ability to talk to someone, to find out what their legal rights and options are. And a product like Legal Shield lets us do that, and it lets us do that in such a, to coin the modern phrase, a user-friendly way. You know, all you have to do is pick up the phone, snap in the ticket, you know, pretty soon, if not already, use the app and just check in with us so that we know you're ready for a call. As we get more technologically advanced, the communications get better and the access gets easier. And I think that's truly the strength of this product. You know, when I started practicing here and the whole notion of making a phone call to reach out to people was extremely foreign to me. Lawyers aren't good at calling people back unless we can bill for it. You know, we just don't think like that. And when we start here, we have to forget that we're a lawyer and remember the notion that we're a provider, meaning that we are here to provide a service, not just to practice law, and that service we have is our legal knowledge. So every day we get to do this. Anytime I'm asked to speak on one of these calls, people want to know, what's a success story? Tell us something good that happened. Well, I'll get to a story in a minute, but the best thing you can tell the members and the people that you sell this to, even yourselves, is the best success for me and for Parker Stanbury is when you guys use your membership. You have it. It's at your fingertips. You've already paid for it. You have access to a lawyer, you know, Monday through Friday at our call center, 8:30 to 5. Call us. Reach out to us. Contact us. Because that access opens up doors for you to be able to protect yourself, to advocate for yourself, to take control. We opened the call thinking about what happened this past weekend and those poor, you know, the people who had no control over what was going on with their lives. And in one moment, it was taken from them. Although not as dramatic, obviously, but every member of Legal Shield has that opportunity every day to take control. You know what? I don't know what's going on. I don't think this is right. Or I wonder, do I have to do it this way? And at that moment in time, you have the ability to use this membership to take control and to make a phone call. And I can't think of any greater way to advocate for ourselves than by stepping forward, and any easier way to do it than by just dialing the phone number. We have a lot of members. We, you know, we've talked to over 4 million members during our 25 years with Legal Shield, or I should say 4 million different legal issues, not 4 million members. And during that time, stories come across our desk all the time. I have helped people as an immigration attorney from no status to permanent residence to citizenship to marriage-based immigration for their spouse and so on. And for me, it's great job satisfaction because they don't pay me a cent to do it. I just get to help. One recent story that came across my desk was we had an attorney who got a call from a member, and this member had purchased a used vehicle at a car dealership. And in California, you buy a used vehicle, it's presumed to be sold in as-is condition. Hey, if it doesn't work, it's your fault, not their fault. So the member drove the car off the lot. And as usual, the car doesn't work. Member goes back to the lot. The dealer actually tries to fix it. Doesn't work. This happens a few times. Finally, the member decides, I'm going to call my provider firm. I'm going to call Parker Stanbury, and I'm going to see if there's anything that I can do. You know, there's a lemon law. I wonder if that helps. Well, in this case, the lemon law didn't apply, so the member really didn't have a legal option. But that doesn't stop us, because sometimes, even when there's no clear-cut legal answer, there's still an ability to advocate. And in this situation, the attorney said, yeah, I know the law's not in our favor, but we're sending a letter to the dealer. Let me try something. And so what he did is he wrote a letter, and he basically laid it on real thick. You know, this isn't right, this is sold, you know, you sold it in as-is condition, but you weren't clear what the as-is actually was. You know, you knew there was a problem as evidenced by the fact that you were trying to help. You need to take care of this. And then we didn't hear anything for a while. And then one day we get a call, or actually we get a message through our database, and the member leaves a message for the attorney just letting him know that I'm driving my new car now, thank you very much. The dealer, for whatever reason, decided to do the right thing and correct the mistake that the dealer had made. Now, I know that the letter helped, but even more than the letter helping, I knew that the member helped themselves by picking up that phone and calling and asking the question. We can't always give the best, not the best advice, but the advice that you want to hear. We can't always tell you you're right and this is what you can do, but we can always at least explain the situation and try to think if there's something that we can do to help you. So, you know, you want to know what a success story is? The success is you every day using your membership and giving us the opportunity to try and help. And at the very least, we will be able to educate. 18 years doing this, I hope for 18 more. I do love what I do. I do love coming home at night and getting to look at my kids who will talk, hey, Dad, you have a good day at work? And I can sound astonished when I say, you know what? I actually did. Why? Because I got to do what I love to do, and I got to do it because of all of you. So thank you guys for your hard work. Thank you for your commitment to Legal Shield. I wish you the best because, as my predecessor Bob LaPresti used to say, the better you do, the better we do. So thank you all, and thank you for letting me get on the call this morning.
Fantastic. David, thank you so much for joining us here and for sharing that incredible perspective. I love how Mr. Cowan talked about, you know, really one thing that Legal Shield does and one thing that these incredible law firms do is they help people do the right thing. And isn't that the truth? I mean, that is a great way to look at it. And I really appreciate how he said that, you know, that there are lots of success stories. And we certainly see that in our business. We get to see some of those success stories firsthand. Frankly, we get to experience as members some of those success stories firsthand, but I love how he said the real success story is every time we just pick up the phone and use the membership. That is what is going to lead to any success story that we have, and it's really the win is when we as associates and certainly as members, and when we help our members pick up the phone and have that access, that is fantastic. Again, David, thank you so much for joining us, and I know you've got other things that you've got to get to this morning. We'll let you drop off if you'd like, or you're more than welcome to stay on, but we really do appreciate your time and joining us here this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and I'm going to go brave LA traffic right now. Have a great day, y'all.
Then we wish you the very, very best at that.
Thank you.
Very good. Let's take our call up to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we've got standing by Mr. Mark Riches. Again, he's going to recognize our top producers for the month of July. This is one of our favorite segments at the beginning of each month to recognize those who produced the previous month, and we certainly got some great producers for July. Now, I don't think it's going to be as exciting. July was a great month, but I think that August will even beat it, Mark, and I think you probably agree. August is one of those months where business just starts coming in, and it's exciting. And you and I, here's the good news, folks, you and I are in a place to be able to write that business. It's kind of like they're opening up the floodgates, and we're just there ready to get wet. Let's take the call up to Cookeville, where we've got to give Mr. Mark Riches a $700,000 ringer, a Millionaire Club member, Platinum World Council member standing by to recognize those folks. Mark?
Hey, thank you very much, Mike. Good morning, everyone. Great hearing from Mr. David Cowan from the California law firm, phenomenal law firm, and it was great to hear his passion and drive for really that's what we're selling, right? When we go out and market Legal Shield, that we're selling the services of those law firms, and I've really enjoyed those segments on these Monday morning calls. Mike, thanks for lining those up. July, as Mike said, was a great month. August is going to be better. I want to, first of all, welcome the hundreds of new associates that joined our team last month. We are excited to have you on board. Hopefully you're plugging into these calls that we have and the webinars and all the great training that we have available online. And let me recognize the top producers. We recognized our top recruiters on Thursday's team building training call. But this is the top producers for the month of July. Sheila Carmen coming in the top 10 there from Texas. Rebecca Baker from California. Congratulations to her. David Gilliam from Wisconsin. David, great job to you. Linda Pitt from Tennessee, actually Ohio. Great job, Linda. Great to have you in the top 10. Brian Fahili, we heard him on the B2B Roundtable call on Friday, provided some great information on that. Great job to you, Brian. And now the top five producers, Rachel Anderson from Tennessee, Renee McKnight from Oklahoma. Great job to you, Renee and Rachel. Drema Wilkes from Missouri. Wow, great job, Drema. There's a new name. And a new state. It's nice to have Missouri on the list. And the top two producers, Mr. Chris Evans, who we're going to hear from in just a moment from Tennessee. Great job to you, Chris. And Mr. Stan Polson from Florida. Does a lot of CDLP memberships, commercial driver plans. Great job to you, Stan. Number one producer for the month of July. And I want to congratulate our top recruiters, the top three recruiters, Mr. Evan Westenscow from Colorado with four recruits last month, Susan Pellegrinetti from Tennessee with five recruits last month, and Ms. Tracy Wright Owen from Arizona, number one recruiter for the entire organization last month, six new recruits. I'm challenging everyone, as I did on Thursday night, to be a double-digit recruiter. So I'm challenging those that are focused in recruiting and team building to really step it up in August, make it a double-digit recruiting month. And here's why it's a great month to do that. Legal Shield has extended the what I call the 300-300 incentive. It ran through the whole month of July. They've extended it for the entire month of August. And what it simply means is when a new associate joins, they have their 20 days to Fast Start qualify and attend a school, a Fast Start school, a free Fast Start class. And when they attend, once they Fast Start qualify, they can receive a $300 bonus, which is just insane money. I mean, it's just incredible that Legal Shield's putting out that money. But they receive a $300 bonus. The sponsor receives a $300 bonus. And there's another $400 paid out in builder bonuses. I mean, it's $1,150 in bonuses and commissions that's paid out on a really selling $60 in premium. So it's just unbelievable. I've never, in my 25 years with the company, I've never seen them pay out that much money. Here's what I challenge you to do. Take advantage of it. So be sure that this is a great month for recruiting new people. Invite new people into the opportunity. I hear people sometimes say, well, I don't like the recruiting. Well, I'm glad the person that recruited you didn't think that way. So all of us were recruited by someone, and I think it's just a great time to bring people in and help them get started. The money is not paid for bringing them in. It's paid for assisting them in getting their business started, and I love that. I love that proper incentive there. And then another big announcement we made on the B2B roundtable call Friday was the fact that there's a new group incentive. And we have a flyer for that in the back office, so you can check that out under the B2B docs. But group incentive for the month, well, it really goes for the next few months. Mike, you'll probably talk about that, but it's a really great incentive, just additional cash on the table. Legal Shield says, here's hundreds of thousands of dollars we're willing to pay out for people that go out there and open new groups, which is really the focus of this call and many of you listening. So a great time to be out opening new groups up and inviting people into the business. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Yeah, fantastic, Mark. Congratulations to all of those top producers and again, to our top recruiters. I couldn't agree more that as we continue to grow, both of those things are absolutely crucial to our business. And I'm very grateful that we've got new people that are joining our team that are able to take this message out and leverage their relationships, and they're going to get into doors that you and I, Mark, could not get into. I love that we are united in on that front. You mentioned this new promotion on opening grooves. I think this is absolutely huge. There's really two different promotions. The first has to do with and I want you to listen in and then go look at the documents, right? But I hope that you get excited about these. If you're new, within 60 days of getting B2B certified, and we've got a B2B certification webinar coming up this Wednesday, so kind of put that on your calendar too. That's 10 to 12 Central Time this Wednesday to complete that B2B certification through the Success Team. But any group certification, if you went to a live class, got one of these summer school deals, that's fine as well. Any group certification, if you open up your first group within 60 days of that, then you'll get a $250 cash bonus. They've done bonuses like that in the past where they'll reimburse your training fee, for example, or give you, you know, like a marketing dollars credit. I've never seen a $250 bonus for just opening up your first group. That's in addition to the commission. That's in addition to the residual. That's in addition to everything that you would normally get. Plus, you go into this second promotion, and I think you could qualify for both of these. And the second one is for everyone. That first promotion is just if you're opening up your first group within 60 days of taking your certification class. But the second one, anyone could qualify for. And basically, if you open up a group, and it depends on the premium dollars that you write in that group. For the first promotion, it's just 100 premium dollars. They just have to have 100 premium dollars, open up your first group within 60 days. This second promotion, the bottom level is 250 premium dollars. Now, again, what does that mean, 250 premium dollars? Well, if you're selling a $38.90 plan, and you sell seven of those, then you take seven times $38.90, that's over $250, so it would qualify for this bonus. So $250 in premium, if you open a group, and you've got to open the group before October 1st, we've got 2 months to do this, then you'll get a $200 bonus. If you have over $300 in premium, you get a $300 bonus. If you have over $400 in premium, you get a $400 bonus. And if you have over $500 in premium, you get a $500 bonus. And here's the cool part about this second bonus program or incentive, promotion is the word I'm looking for. But if about the second one is those are cumulative too. So if you open up four groups, and they don't have to be just $250. So if you open up four that were all over $500, that's fine too. I don't want you to go out and tell people, I only need you three to sign up or you seven to sign up, but the rest of you don't sign up because I'm trying to get this bonus. You can open up. They can be as big as you want them to be, but those are cumulative bonuses, and you can get all four of them. That's $1,400 in bonuses that are available, and that replaces the old B2B incentive. I like this one a lot. It's just rewarding us for what we were going to do, what we should be doing anyway. But those are group opener bonuses that are on the table effective today. You can read all the details online on the flyer, but again, I think that's big. I've never seen them pay out that kind of money for opening new groups. And, I mean, really, we're only talking four new groups here at each of those four levels, and it's $1,400 in bonuses. That's fantastic. Let's take the call back to Tennessee, where we've got Mr. Chris Evans standing by. Of course, one of the big news items last week was this Capital One data breach and, of course, the Equifax settlement. We talked about this a little bit on our Friday call, on the roundtable call, which, by the way, let me just mention, that was a fantastic call, and the playback of that call is online. Now, we recommend that you get on those calls live if you possibly can, but we also understand people have meetings, they have enrollments, and they're not able to make it to the live call. So we did record that call. If you look on the home page of Success Team World, there's a link under Business Solutions that says B2B Roundtable Calls. That's where you can go find that call. But to talk about those data breaches and to talk about how to leverage that into opening more groups and getting ourselves some of these bonuses, let's go to Mr. Chris Evans. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Well, hey, thank you very much, Mike. You know, every time that we see one of these data breaches, it kind of blows me away, because I remember, back when they first rolled out that we were going to offer identity theft protection. I remember we were sitting at it was prepaid legal back then, convention, and I was in, Las Vegas, and I remember they came up and they announced, hey, we're going to offer identity theft protection. And, a few people clapped, but nobody really got excited about it, because we had no idea what it was going to do. We had no, because identity theft, honestly, back then wasn't on people's radars. And I think that's the significant thing, is that every time now we have a breach, it puts it on people's radars. It puts it in their face. It makes them aware that there's a problem, even if they don't understand the problem. And quite honestly, most people don't, but it is something that is in their face. They think, okay, this is a problem. I don't necessarily know why, but it is. And our job is to be the expert in there and educate them on why they need some type of protection, or what is going to be the solution to the problem. So we don't have to let them know that there's a problem. They know that. We don't have to let them know that, educate them on necessarily what that problem is, because they see it there. Our job is to be the solution for them. And so since that time that we've been offering identity theft, protection, every time that there's a data breach in the marketplace, those that have positioned themselves to take advantage of that see a huge increase in their business. On this last, the original Equifax data breach, I had a company that had over 150 employees that fringed the identity theft benefit for all of their employees. I still get new employees that come onto that group every single month, all because I was positioned at that point when that breach rolled around. But every time one of those breaches comes up, we say, oh, is this it? Is this the worst that it's gotten? Did I miss the boat if I didn't take advantage of that? And I know that there are people that are listening right now that are saying, oh, did I miss the opportunity when that last breach, happened? And then, bam, we get a double hit of two events that really, to me, this is the best opportunity that we've had. Better than any of the other breaches up till now, this is the best. We've got two events. Number one, you had the Equifax settlement, where they came to a settlement, and they're now going to offer everybody either free credit monitoring or a cash settlement. And, I say everybody, but, it was all of the people that were affected, which you can easily go on and check. But we know that most people were affected by that. Most working people that have a Social Security number were affected by the breach. And I love that as a resource because they have a website right there that in an enrollment or in an identity theft workshop, you can have them pull out their phones, you can have them check right there, and they can tell if they were affected by that. So you've got that settlement, and the reason that that one's so exciting is because there's an incentive for people. There's, you know, cash money on the table for them, and they're spreading it around. It's on Facebook. It's on, you know, social media. People are talking about it. You know, hey, what are you going to do with your money? Number two, we have the Capital One data breach. Several days later, over 100 million people, it was announced, were hit by this Capital One data breach. And they got credit scores, they got addresses, they got driver's license numbers, they got everything that they would need to go out and access the other areas of identity theft. So what can you do to monetize these events? What can you do to take advantage so that you're not sitting around in 30 days from now saying, oh, did I miss it? Because right now it is hot, it is prime. So number one, here's what you need to do. Know the facts. If you're going to position yourself and portray yourself as an expert in the industry, you need to know what you're talking about. Because the most embarrassing thing that could happen is you call and present yourself to an HR director as a expert in identity theft and an expert on data breaches, and then they know more than you do about it because they read an article that somebody posted on Facebook. You know, you need to know the information so that you can answer questions, so that you can portray yourself as that expert. So, you know, just you can set up a Google alert to get daily articles. You know, spend, you know, a couple minutes each morning as you're preparing for your day, just getting kind of the facts, the updates about what's going on. Know what the breach is, know who it affected, how many people, you know, or what is going on as far as the information that was compromised. You know, just know the basics at minimum. And then with the settlement, know the information on the settlement. You know, when someone makes a comment about getting $125, know that nobody's getting $125, even though that's what it says. But we need to know that, and we need to know why that is, and so just educate yourself, be that expert. And number two, make sure that you are following up with everybody. Now, when I say everybody, I mean everybody, not just those people that you've prospected, but go back to your existing groups, those people that you might have gone in and spoken with before. And did enrollments and did identity theft workshops, and they let you come in, and you might have enrolled employees at that time. You know, this is a couple of years later. There are new employees at those companies, and you may not have been able to get back in because of the timing, but you can now. So when you go back in and do those identity theft workshops for them now, the way that I'm following up with this groups is I'm just calling up and I'm saying, you know, hey, I just wanted to make sure that I was on your radar because your employees have questions. And I wanted to remind you that I am a resource for you. And as a result of the recent Capital One data breach and the Equifax settlement, we have a special workshop that's going to go over all of the important information as well as answer the questions that they have. In fact, we're even going to go over how they can get the most from the Equifax settlement. And when we come in, we'll talk about that. They can get more than they can file for more than $125. They won't get more than that, but they can file for that because the FTC has said that some of the things that they can file extra, you know, up to $25 an hour more than the $125, if they spend any time freezing, unfreezing their credit, or comparing and/or purchasing identity theft protection services, they can claim up to 10 hours for that if they can certify that they did that. If they sat through my identity theft workshop after the Equifax breach, they spent time learning about identity theft as a result of that breach. So those are things that we can offer that nobody else in the marketplace can offer right now. And then those prospects that you've talked to before, we know that the timing isn't right for everyone. I know that I probably spoke to 100 different HR directors after the last breach, and the timing may have not been right. But you know what? I guarantee the timing is right for some of them now. I guarantee you that I get in and into some of these companies that I've already spoken with. Most companies will not let you in on their first contact. But if you maintain that relationship and go after, then you can. And then, you know, the next thing is just become the expert in the industry. I know that I talked about knowledge, but it's more than just knowledge. It's about positioning yourself in the marketplace. In your local areas, when someone posts on Facebook about the data breach or has a question about the settlement or, hey, what's anybody going to do with their money or whatever, is your name popping up? Is your name entering other people's conversations when you're not around as that expert in identity theft? And you do that by being involved in your community. You know, just like a law firm might bill a high hourly rate, they'll also provide pro bono work in their local markets. They will provide free services. Companies that charge for their services will provide, for publicity purposes, free services. Are you contacting your local Lions Club? Are you your local Rotary Club, your local Chamber of Commerce? Are you at your local library in your community doing free identity theft workshops? Are you getting your name in your local paper and presenting yourself as that expert in identity theft by doing these free workshops? There's never been a better time for that than right now. And again, this is only for those people that are going to take advantage of it. If you're not going to call, if you're not going to contact, if you're not going to follow up, if you're not going to change anything that you're doing from as a result of this business, and I don't mean change your activity. If you're doing the right activity, continue doing it, but shift your focus right now to utilize this breach. And if you're not going to do that, none of this matters to you. You know, none of this is going to change anything that you've done. But for those of you that do take advantage, I promise you this next 30 days is going to be huge for you. You're going to set up enrollments for the rest of this year, and this will provide the best income, you know, that you've ever had. Because of the opportunity. They say that timing is to business what location is to real estate. And there has never been a more perfect time. And I know that we say that a lot. And every time that I've said it, whenever one of those breaches has happened and I've taken advantage of it, it's proven true. And I want you to hear me right now. I guarantee it, promise you, this is the best opportunity that we have ever had. But I feel like we've gotten so accustomed to these that we're going to take that for granted, and we're not all going to get out there and take advantage of this. But if you do, I promise you, you will thank me. I promise you in 30 days you will be on this call hearing success stories from a slew of individuals that took advantage of that. So with that, Mike, I appreciate it, and I'll turn it back to you.
Fantastic, Chris. Thank you so much for sharing that. I could not agree more. It's spot on 100%. The truth, you know, you can choose to take advantage of this opportunity or not, but please understand that this is as good as it has ever been. And I thought you had some just phenomenal ideas about how to position ourselves in the marketplace as market experts, and again monetize these situations. I love it. Thank you very much for sharing that. Real quickly, folks, let me just draw your attention, and then we are so excited to get to $200,000 ring earner, Mr. Adam Thompson, for his exceptional training this morning. Let me just draw your attention real quickly to one page on our back office site. So you go to successteamworld.com, click on Associate Access, and log in. And up on your toolbar, you'll see an icon for a calendar. That's the events page. And I want to make sure that you look at that page on a regular basis. That's where you're going to see these events that are coming up that you really want to be a part of. I mentioned earlier we do have a B2B certification webinar this Wednesday from 10 to 12. That's number one on the list when you get to that events page. That's for those who are not yet certified and those who just want to come back and learn again. You can attend that webinar as many times as you want, even once you are certified. So we'd invite you to register for that webinar right there on the events page. I noticed that this Saturday there's a Super Saturday with Adam and Alicia Thompson who are going to be speaking to us here coming up. The information is there. I've got a couple live events next week, one in Jacksonville, Florida, one in Columbus, Ohio. If you or anyone on your team are close to those events, we would love for you to plug into those. And I'd love to spend a day with either you or someone in your organization there in Jacksonville or in Columbus. And I'm excited to be able to do that. An event that we added last week, and we talked about this on our roundtable call, is a special webinar coming up on Tuesday, August 20th, featuring Mr. Brian Parker, a $300,000 ringer with Legal Shield. He's going to be talking about partnering with brokers, and I'm really excited for that training. You can register for that at no charge right there on that events page. So, and then, of course, the big event is the Leadership Summit coming up this October in Salt Lake City. We're 2 months today, 2 months away from that event. I guess on the 5th it'll be the last day of that event. But the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of October, we want to make sure that you're there in Salt Lake City. I wish that I could take an hour and just talk to you about how important that is. Thankfully for you, I'm not going to take an hour and talk about how important that is, but it's a huge event, and I want to make sure that you're registered for it. There's no reason not to be in Salt Lake City this October at that Legal Shield conference. Big decisions are made at big events. Allow yourself the freedom to be able to make some of those big decisions and see the big vision, to learn from the best of the best. All of that coming up this October 3rd through the 5th there in Salt Lake City. Again, details right there on the events page. Just make sure that you're checking that page. Again, some big, exciting things happening right now in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. We want to make sure that our team is poised and ready to take full advantage of those. Again, I am so thrilled this morning to be able to have Mr. Adam Thompson on the call with us, who always does a phenomenal job training. Adam, I know that we've had a great call so far, and a pat call. Please don't worry about the clock this morning. I want you to share what you have come to share, and we want to hear your training. It's okay if we go past our time because we want to hear from you, and we want to definitely get the nuggets that you always drop in these trainings. That's one of my favorite things about Adam and his wife, Alicia, is that they are so authentic and so real, and they just can't help but drop nuggets of wisdom every time they speak, every time they open their mouths. And I don't want that to sound cliche, because I really do respect that about them. Adam is, and his wife Alicia both, they are fanatics about personal development. They have plugged into personal development. I think they'll be the first to tell you it has changed their lives. And you can tell, because when they're talking, that's what's coming out, is the result of all these years of developing themselves, reading the books, listening to the audios, and it's just evident in who they have become. And we certainly love and appreciate them and their leadership. They are just as good a people as you're going to find. And with that, I can't wait to have Mr. Adam Thompson speak to us this morning, a $200,000 earner. Adam, thanks for joining the call. We'll turn the call over to you. Adam Thompson, do we have you on the line?
This fit over halfway through the year. We've been going at this for about 2,000 years, a little more, right? We've been trying to figure out the right way. Enough time to pick up some tips, some best practices, some advice, some how to live fully kind of information, even some lessons, some hard lessons of what not to do. But what if we were the only ones? What if it were just you? And I'm speaking to you out there, of course. Just you. So you're on that deserted island. There's not even Wilson the volleyball, right? Like nobody's out there, just you. You're the only man. You're the caveman. You're Adam, and not even Eve, not even Almighty God, just you. No parents, no role models, no mentors, no teachers, wise men, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, not even our wise old grandparents. A lot of us really got a lot from them, and think about that. No one's around No one's going to help you. No one's going to teach you. No one to learn from, to glean from, to see what not to do. No guidance of any kind. No TV, no books, internet, or even that precious social media. Just little old you. What if that's all you had? Now, everyone take a deep breath in and out, sigh of relief. Aren't you glad that that's not the way this is all happening? It's not the way the world's made up. It's not how we live. C.J. Heck says we are all a product of our own environment. Every person we meet, every new experience or adventure, every book we read, every book we read touches and changes us. It makes us the unique being that we are. I remember cartoons being a little boy. I was, I think it was probably Bugs Bunny, something like that. I remember seeing, it might have been Sylvester and Tweety Bird and all that kind of stuff. I remember seeing that little red devil on your shoulder and a little white angel or what have you. I've made enough mistakes in my life as an adult that my shrink, my psychiatrist, my psychotherapist taught me that that little red devil is it's called an incubus. That incubus deals in things like justification. That little red devil deals in things like temptation and foolishness and things like wrong and evil and illegal. The little angel there helps us with things like reason and integrity and worthiness. But I think back to when I was 12 years old, I was already labeled and heard words like trouble and how could you? And by the time I was 16, I was hearing phrases like wrong crowd. And certainly, even at 20, I had a lot of friends in low places. And for the next 15 years, in fact, I was covered in things like debt. I heard words like regret and fear, attorneys, seriously, embarrassed, black sheep, phrases like how could you, and we taught you better than that. And I was surrounded by words like broke and fired and even stuff like welfare, food stamps, shame, hopelessness. And when they ask us in Kentucky, they say, you're never going to amount to nothing, and look what you've brought in our family. So all that's on the left side of the page. And now with the, you know, no longer the red devil or the incubus, but more of that angel, the integrity, the worth, the reason, I hear words like winner and amazing. And honestly, the introduction that I was just given, you know, leader, trainer, $500,000 in your first 5 years in earnings and six-figure retirement and giver and philanthropy and happy. I'm always, when people ask me how I'm doing, I always say happy. I'm happy. I really am. I'm truly happy. And just yesterday in church, someone asked Alicia, they said, how did you land a man that can cook? You know, that those things make me proud and happy. I hear words like, you're a great provider. You're a great father. Sought after, keynote speaker. I've even been blessed. We found out just this year, and it's someone listening to this call right now, and thank you so much for telling us, but I've even been blessed to learn. We now know that I have personally led someone to Christ. I have helped someone find Jesus, and that is my biggest, personally, that's my biggest accomplishment. So the question has to bear, how did I move from all that stuff on the left side of the page to everything on the right? How did I get my mind right, as they say in Cool Hand Luke? The answer is simple. It's my association. And since no one's getting out of this call, like all my calls, without some Jesus, today's lesson within the lesson, as far as association goes, is in Matthew chapter 7. Check it out, look it up, do what it says. And in the book of Proverbs, a very dear friend of mine, a guy named Augustine Rodriguez, taught me many years ago, just before Legal Shield. In fact, the position that I held just before taking my life in a different direction with Legal Shield. He taught me that the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters. And on virtually every call, I speak about my stunning wife, Alicia. I speak about how she's a Proverbs 31 woman. And at the end of every month, I'm delighted. And I usually tear up a bit because I'm reminded of who she is. But what I'm getting at is on the fourth of every month, you should be reading Proverbs 4. You know, correlate the day with the date, or rather the chapter with the date. On the first of the month, read Proverbs 1. The ninth of the month, Proverbs 9, and so on and so forth. I know for a fact, hand on the Bible, gun to a head, had I known what's in Proverbs, had I known back then what I know now of what's in Proverbs, it's just straight up a book on wisdom. If you're not religious, if you don't know who Jesus is, if you don't understand the Bible, I've never looked at it, it's basically just a wisdom, kind of a training manual for life. The book of Proverbs has taught me so much, and I've repeated it for years now. So that's today's lesson within the lesson. And I say that to say this. We're talking about association. Dr. David McClelland from Harvard University said the people that you habitually associate with determine 95% of your success or your failure. And I'll just be candid with you. There are not a ton of people in my life that I can access in human form, right, or that are still alive or whatever. So what I do is I take the liberty to look at these people, to glean from these people. A lot of it's online, but I look at things in the past. All of a sudden, in the last 3 to 5 years, I'm really into history, and I think I'm figuring out why. It's because my spirit, my inner man is wanting to learn from those who have gone before me. The most important tool at our disposal for living a better life is other people. People shape who you are. Good or bad, right or wrong, people shape who we are. So it's up to us, it's our duty to make sure that what's shaping us is the right stuff. So for the next few minutes, I want to take a look at something that Jim Rohn said so simply and so eloquently, and I'm paraphrasing so much of this today, but these are my takeaways from the people that have shaped who I am and who I will become. Jim Rohn said, you become an average of the 5 people you spend the most time around. And a very dear friend of mine disagreed with that, and I very respectfully disagree with him. To say that I do agree with Mr. Jim Rohn, someone that has taught me so much in these years. Introducing you to the people that have shaped my life, names like Carnegie, Kiyosaki, Jobs, Roosevelt, Nightingale, Emily Dickinson, Eric Worre, stuff like that. I'd like to touch on a few things for the next few minutes that have made all the difference for me. Dale Carnegie, a man who taught us that associations, not money, make the man, said, do your duty and just a little bit more and the future will take care of itself. And I want to give you guys, I assume you're all taking notes. Clearly that's the mark of a winner, is to take notes. I don't want you to have to write all this down quickly. Let it sink in. Just listen, please. Maybe just write the name. And then we'll come back and hear that on playback. And if you need to reach out to me, Mr. Riches can get you my contact info. So Dale Carnegie, right? So next, Jesus Christ, to me the most important man that ever lived, simply said, treat others how you want to be treated. Brendan Burchard, a lot of you may not know his name. He's someone that's had an impact on me. He's an author and a motivational speaker and a life coach. He said, walk into every room, under every threshold, every doorway, and tell yourself in your mind, say it just before, just as you walk into each room, and say, I'm a positive, happy man, ready to serve. What I took away from that was that we have a choice to make. When we walk into a room, we get to say, am I going to make this room a better place, or is it going to be more jacked up because I've come in here? Are you going to brighten the room or are you going to make it dimmer, right? Einstein said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't know it well enough. Talk about conviction. Talk about learning your script. Talking about learning your elevator pitch. Talking about learning your legal shield business. Right now, maybe you're brand new. Maybe it's your first call ever, and your mind is blown, and you don't know what's going on. But listen, your enthusiasm is through the roof right now if it's been explained to you properly. But your knowledge base is low. So I'm going to say that one again from Einstein. If you can't explain it simply, you don't know it well enough. So what you should take away from that is simply, no, or maybe all pun intended, learn your product, learn your script, learn what it is that we do here, learn how you can help people with these services. C.S. Lewis, a man who needs no introduction. If you don't, then Google him. Say, you know what, let me stop right there. Google all these people. If these people, if these names don't resonate to you, and probably 90% of them, I didn't know, have a clue who they were when I started, just check these folks out, you know. C.S. Lewis said, you don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body. Jim Rohn, next is Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, passed away in, I think, 2009. We could do an entire year's worth of calls on his content, and I said that correctly. One of the, I mean, you know, where do you even start? But one of my favorite quotes of his, he said, how long should you try? And the answer, so the question again, how long should you try? The answer, ready? Until. He talked about a fourth grader. If your son was a fourth grader, my son's about to go into the ninth grade. If your son was a fourth grader and he failed fourth grade, how many times would you let him keep trying fourth grade? Two? Three? Maybe the third time you'd say, well, he's just not getting it. We'll just keep him in. Wrong answer. And same thing with tying your shoes. Same thing with learning the alphabet or whatever. You know, insert your example there. You keep doing it until you figure this out. Well, Adam, I haven't earned six figures in my legal show business. I can't figure this out. Keep trying, right? Sorry, I don't want to sugarcoat anything for you, but this isn't easy. It's simple. Mr. Riches, Mr. Channer, all the folks on these calls today, Mr. Brooks, everybody has outlined what to do, and we never said it's easy. If someone told you it's easy, they lie to your face. Find them and smack them, right? Tell them I said so. Have them call me. It's not easy, but it's simple. It's purely fill in the blanks. Do the work. Work is a tool for prosperity, and you will succeed, period. If you see enough people, you'll get enough yeses. Next. Sorry, I'm getting fired up here. All right, Tony Robbins. Practice in private. You'll be rewarded in public. And I have to take a note to myself. You have to learn your script. You have to learn your presentation in a group setting, whether it's a group or one-to-one, knee-to-knee, belly-to-belly, in the living room, in the kitchen, whatever, whether you're talking to one people or 100 people, right? You have to learn what it is that we have here. You have to learn the stories. You need a little bitty book, right, of just of stories. So when you hear these stories on these calls, make sure you write all the stories down, because the stories don't have to be yours. You can say one of our members, right, and then it becomes yours. Always be truthful. Always be transparent. But keep the stories, which are an integral part of your script and your presentation, keep them at the ready. But when you learn that script, you'll be able to do it and say it simply like we talked about before, and then the money will flow. Mel Robbins, right? We talked about Tony Robbins, now let's talk about Mel Robbins. Some of us saw her on stage. Legal Shield is great about getting the fantastic speakers on stage, and let this be a shameful or shameless, I don't know how to say that, plug for the meeting, or rather the event. That's right, so I'm sorry about that. No one likes meetings, everyone loves events. There's a huge event in the fall. Make sure, if you're on my team on this call, you better be at this event. I don't want to hear, well, I decided not to go. Wrong answer. You better, as Mike Richards says, if you decide not to go, the best thing you can do is make a different decision. My team is at the events. Our team goes to events. So there's an event in the fall with not one, but two huge speakers. It's probably already been talked about and will be talked about again, but make sure, get onto the events page, get yourself registered, at least not just on Saturday night. We were told by Mr. Mark Riches, after the most wonderful weekend, we went tubing and all this stuff. I'm sure it may have even been talked about on this call. You probably poked some jokes at me about it. But I want to say that these events change everything. Make sure you're at these events. Mel Robbins, who we saw at an event, basically said, she holds no punches. So Mel Robbins taught us to get your butt out of bed and move, because motion creates emotion, and motion and emotions create habits. Next is Zig Ziglar. You don't drown falling into water. Zig said, you don't drown falling into water. You drown by staying there. Again, that's convicting, folks. I mean, you've got to see this for what it is. You may have made a mistake. I made a ton of mistakes, even in my legal show business. But don't keep doing the same thing. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same result. All right? Kiyosaki, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and tons of other great books. One of the best coaches around. Still around. He's still with us. To go somewhere, he says, it's best if you find someone who's been there. That speaks so much to me in this business. I say it to everyone on our team. I hope everyone on my team is on this call. Robert Kiyosaki says, to go somewhere, find someone who's been there. That's exactly what Mike and Mark Riches and Jim Tanner have taught us. We're not in a research and development company. R&D in this company means rob and duplicate. Do what they did. You'll get what they got, right? Don't try to reinvent the wheel. This has been around almost 50 years. Do what the successful people have done. Next, Eric Worre. You can tell the size of the man by the size of the problems that get him down. Eric Worre is the guy. Like everyone in our company who's huge loves to be around / involved / have their name mentioned in the same sentence as a guy named Eric Worre, Worre. That name can change your whole business. Check him out. John Maxwell, next. I love the fact I saw him in Columbus at a Legal Shield event, again, with shameless plug, get yourself to Utah. John Maxwell, I love the fact that he was a pastor. I'm a sucker for a good Jesus story, right? So this guy's a pastor. I had no idea. I hadn't read his books before, and I'm sure everyone who's into personal development, which I'm kind of known for, would say, you've never read John Maxwell? Well, trust me, now I have. He taught us one thing from stage. It was a question. He said, find your happiest customers and ask them, who do you know that I should know? It's genius. I use it every day. I use it every time I'm in front of a happy customer. It's basically the most succinct referral question ever. Who do you know that I should know? And if people don't get it, explain it to them, you know. Bottom line is, you want to capitalize on the fact that they love what you've just helped them with. Next, Grant Cardone. Some of these are still with us. Some are, you know, hundreds of years old. Some are ancient figures. Some are, you know, they're Grant Cardone. He said simply two things. One's the title of one of his books, Sell or Be Sold. And the award for the funniest thing on the list today is Grant Cardone's catchphrase is, who's got my money? And he's basically, he's thinking about, what's my target audience, you know? But the way he said it, who's got my money? Love that. Can't say enough good things. Next, I'm going all the way back to high school English. Emily Dickinson. Probably a name that has never been said on one of these calls. Emily said what Dave Ramsey said. Be weird. Normal, guys, normal isn't working. Normal is, I hate my job. Normal is, I don't have $400 in the bank in case the brakes go out of my car. Normal is, I pray every night that the water heater or the air conditioner doesn't go out. Normal is, let's write a check on Friday and just hope. And hope is not a good strategy, guys. Hope that it doesn't hit the bank by Monday. Let me break it down to you. Normal is who I used to be. Normal isn't working. So be weird. Be different. Be the 5%. Be the 10%. Be the 15%. Be weird. Next in line is Mark Zuckerberg, a name that needs no introduction. And along the same lines, Mark basically said it's okay to be a nerd because one day it's going to pay off, right? And let that resonate if it speaks to you. Steve Jobs, right along those same lines, said passion counts. Bill Gates, same feel. He said if you're born poor, it's not your mistake. But if you die poor, it is your mistake. And I feel like I'm going to, obviously I've got his cell phone number, I'm gonna say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't use the word mistake. Let's use the word fault. If you die poor, it's your fault. If you're on this call, there's a huge chance you live in America. It's not about the greatest country. It's not about patriotism. Yeah, I was in the Army. I get all that. But this truly is the Wild Wild West. We have opportunities here that nobody has worldwide. Two-thirds of the world lives on less than $2 a day. And we live in America. So if you die poor, it is your fault. I said that. Warren Buffett. All right, Warren Buffett. Unbelievable, usually the top, second, or third most wealthy man on the planet of around 9 billion people, says it takes 20 years to build a reputation and only 5 minutes to ruin it. Napoleon Hill, author of what's in my opinion is the second most important book ever written, Think and Grow Rich. He says, start where you stand. And let me say this, let me preface this. There's a lot of people on this call that say, well, I'm going to wait until I dot, dot, dot. I'm going to wait until I dot, dot, dot. I've got to go through the first step training. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Dot, dot, dot. We're going to help you at the end of this. And we're almost done here. And Jim Rohn said, we're almost done with this motley list. In fact, we're almost through. But at the end, I got something for you. So Napoleon Hill says, start where you stand. Time will never be just right. Work whatever tools you have at your disposal. Better tools will be found as you go along. A good friend of mine, Dave Paperno, has sold 20,000 memberships, and he teaches us to what he calls walk and talk, which is go into businesses. Legal Show calls it Go Walk Your Community, or GWC. My good friend George Benton is the master of that. I'm going to tell you right now, I was so broke in the beginning of my Legal Show business 5 years ago, I literally didn't have the gas money to go walk my community. I couldn't drive. I had no community. I was in a town of 200 people, but I couldn't drive around because I didn't have the gas money. So what I found was a telephone. So I learned to talk, then walk. I learned to set the appointment, then go to it. Right? My friend Scott Brooks taught me that. Set the appointment, then go to it. When the chips are down, you can figure something out. Abraham Lincoln said, if you give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, I'll spend the first hour sharpening the axe. Roosevelt, one of the most influential presidents of our time, said, believe that you can, and you're halfway there. Earl Nightingale, one of my favorite contributors of all the folks that have poured into my life, taught us simply, our rewards in life will always be in exact proportion to our service. We're going to shift gears for these last few. A good friend of mine, a Mr. James T. Kirk. No, I'm kidding. Mr. Jim Tanner. Jim Tanner always says, he says it once, I'll say it 100 times, he says to draw a line in the sand. What I take away from that is that Mr. Tanner, my good friend, one of my best friends in the world, Jim, says, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? That's what I take away from that. When he says, draw a line in the sand, like, you know, he says, enough of this. Draw a line in the sand. Get sick and tired of being sick and tired and do something about it. Thank you, Mr. Tanner. Alicia and I just had the privilege of getting an even closer relationship with the one, the only, Mr. Mark Riches, the guy that's responsible for every single person on this phone call right now. He makes a lot of jokes. He's not self-deprecating, but he's very humble. He never toots or touts his own horn. He never brags. And along those lines, Mr. Riches says, if I can do this, anyone can. And what that reminds me of is another speaker, another great, just like Mr. Riches, a guy named Les Brown, who says, I don't need to know how. I just need to know that it's possible. And Mr. Riches has shown us that it is possible. Now I want to shift gears and go down to his son, one of his youngest sons, who just started his Legal Shield business, and I really hope he's on this call. Ben Riches, who we saw just a few nights ago after we were on the lake in Mr. Riches' boat, and Ben is like an expert at being pulled on the skis and the kneeboards and the what are they, I don't even know all the stuff, the tubes and the all those things. And Ben was kind of laughing. He was being respectful, but I showed him how that I was on a like one of the little pull-behind rafting things. I think they call it tubing. We were behind the boat, and I was barely hanging on. It was about as much adrenaline as I can handle at 44. But when I showed him my war wounds, my battle scars, like a couple of strawberries on my elbows and knees and stuff from falling off and being skidded through the water at, you know, what seemed like 100 miles an hour, Ben said simply, oh, it's okay. You'll get calluses after a while. And all I took from that, thinking back, it just made me realize that it's not always going to be as hard as it is now. He may not have known what he was teaching me, but I feel like he's maybe 18 years old. He just started his business. He's in his first or second month with a father who earns $700,000 or more per year in his Legal Shield business. So clearly he's got the tutelage and the teachers. But he, at 18 years old, taught me at 44 that it's not always going to be this hard. Just keep going. That was the takeaway. So thanks, Ben Riches. And a good friend of mine, Mr. Chris Corley, a lot of you guys know him. He's taught me how to be accountable. He's basically, he may not know this, but he's about to be my workout partner. And work, again, is a tool for prosperity. He simply says, hey, Adam, let's just get to work, man. Let's do this. Let's get to work. Let's get back to what we know we can do. And one of the last couple of ones I'll leave you with, and then we're done. As Jim Rohn says, in fact, we're almost through. Mr. Kurt Jones. Man, I hope you're on this call, Kurt. The guy that introduced me to Legal Shield. He taught me to take it away. He taught me never to beg people for memberships or an associate agreement. He taught me to sort out. He didn't know he was teaching me this, but he taught me to sort and to never convince, like the great Brian Carruthers said. Kurt told me one day, he said, look up all the bad stuff about the company, and if you still want to talk, give me a call. But what that spoke to me, what it said to me that many years ago, was that he didn't need to go over features and benefits. He said, hey, I got something amazing. I'm a stranger, but at least check it out. Let the membership, let the company, let the product, let the service speak for itself. I don't have to believe in somebody else. I need to believe in black and white. This is factually one of the best opportunities in the entire world, period. This is real. If you can't figure that out, hang up. I'm passionate because I believe in what this is. Hopefully that comes across. I want to leave you with just a couple of things. This guy isn't even real, okay? One of the last guys isn't even real. I just had to say this. A character named Ethan Hunt on all those Mission Impossible movies. And spoiler alert, every mission is apparently possible because he wins every time, right? He said simply, and I take this as, you know, to keep it simple, right? He said, point and shoot. Alicia and I think she owns a lot of those DVDs, and we watch those from time to time. In one of the movies, he said, he was teaching someone, he said, point and shoot. This business is very simple. Point, shoot. Find somebody, Show them what we got. The great Dave Cibula taught us a phrase that will last forever. And for you brand new people, and if for any veterans on the phone, say it with me. Hey, there's something I want to show you. You may or may not be interested. It'll just take a few minutes. In the U.S. Army, guys, they taught us a simple phrase that said, do the right thing. And Chip Gaines, his catchphrase is just, get after it. Mr. Richards, thank you so much for your time. I do want everyone to get after it, to do the right thing, to show somebody something that they may or may not be interested, but it'll just take a few minutes. Point and shoot and get this done, guys. Your future is right there in your hands. Figure this out. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Wow. Mr. Adam Thompson, thank you so much for pouring into us this morning. Those aren't nuggets of wisdom. Those are gold mines of wisdom, entire mines worth of wisdom. Thank you very much for sharing with us. And thank you to all of you who have been with us here this morning. Again, a huge thank you to Mr. David Cowan from the law firm there in California, Parker Stanbury, for sharing. Mr. Chris Evans for that incredible information on data breaches and positioning ourselves in the marketplace to take full advantage of what we are seeing right now today, the greatest opportunity that we've ever had, period. And a huge thank you also to Mr. Mark Riches for his thoughts and words. And again, Adam, thank you so much to you for sharing just such incredible wisdom. You know, what you're seeing there is a career worth of wisdom shared in about 30 minutes. And that's tough to do. But if you and I can benefit from that, if you and I can take from that, we just shortened our learning curve by years if we're willing to go out and apply what Adam shared. Adam, thank you again for sharing that. Thank you to all of you for joining the call this morning. We'll join you on our B2B webinar this Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central Time, 10 to noon Central Time, and, of course, on our leadership call, team building call, support call this Thursday as well, Thursday evening. We're excited to share this content with you and continue to maximize this opportunity that we have. God bless every one of you. Thank you again to our speakers, and we'll talk to you soon.